from old school, back in the day, to fresh jams of today. Real hip-hop.
Music for the good life.
With one Jira Lungauer on the hype.
Let's go.
Hey, when it come to you, pistol like buzz, issue with trust. Won't let no one get a piece of your love. Yeah, base it on loyalty.
The Dawn, making sure that we get put on. Hey, DJ Rouge. Talk to him at DJ Rouge across social media. I see you, champ. The Dawn. Trap Tuesdays setting by at DJ Rouge and at Onejira L. At the hype 984, hashtag believe the hype. Well, you've got more reason to believe our hype. I'm sitting in studio with Polaris as promised. Hey, girl.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Awesome. It's so great to have you in studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Yeah. So Polaris was actually supposed to come the other week, but I was sick like a dog. So we had to reschedule. Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Well, there's been the vid. First of all, another strain of COVID that's been flying around. You thought it was something to do with that. I got a bad throat infection. And so I didn't want to get anyone else sick. I didn't know you were already sick. We could have been sick here together.
No, I was going to struggle.
You were going to struggle anyway.
Myself to studio, and then they're like, nah, you know, she's sick. So I'm like, okay.
So you were like, yes, this is a sign. So yes. So now we're finally having this interview and we're getting to chat. And I'm very excited because I was telling her that since the pandemic, I've been a really, really big fan ever since her song with Prince KB.
Thank you so much.
Heck yeah, girl. So I'm super hyped for you and everything that you have ahead of you.
Yeah.
Your debut solo EP, Tufanye, is coming out.
No, it is out.
Is out, excuse me, is out already. Yeah. So tell me a little bit, like, first of all, I feel like, can we talk, because I do like having this discussion when it seems that people have kind of catapulted to fame. I'm dead. Yeah, you see how you're already like, about that catapulting story.
About the fame.
No, definitely the fame is there and it's growing. But my thing is like, I feel like you got thrown into the spotlight in 2020.
Yeah. A little bit, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's when a lot.
But that's not when I started music.
Of course.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when did you start music?
Oof, like, I don't know, 2012, 2013 maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, it's when I decided to do it professionally. And I joined an artist development program called Sauti Academy.
Okay.
It was just a community of people doing the same thing, going to each other's shows and practicing together. And then I joined a girl group called Q.
Okay.
And we had this song called Monarchy that people really liked for like around 5 years. And then, you know, a hiatus. And then 2020 now is when I became a solo artist.
Okay. Yeah. And that's when things started picking up.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's cheating okay, that is actually when
it is. Oh, really?
Yeah.
This has not been discussed before. That was a big, I mean, 2020 was a big year for you.
It was.
Yeah.
It actually was. The pandemic and everything. Being online, just, you know, it just gave me the idea to just try and be more out there.
And that you could maybe do this, because now that was 2020, was, you said, the year that you were stepping out by yourself. You had been in music for at least 7 years.
Yeah.
Seven, 8 years.
Yeah, so I was coming into my own. I was getting a bit of confidence here and there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it just so happened that, I don't know, KB put up an instrumental on Twitter and I saw it. At like at 1 a.m. or something.
That's insane.
And
what?
I was like, let me just write for this thing. Whatever.
No freaking way.
So I went and recorded it. And then I just put it, I took a video with my phone in the studio. And then I just put it back on Twitter. I was like, guys, please just help me tag this guy. You know, I just wanted acknowledgement that, oh, you know, that's a nice thing.
Yeah.
So I had done a mixtape with one of my boys. Shout out to Lucky the Monster. It's like an R&B rap thing. So my reason for doing Omenitosha was to promote that mixtape. It was not because I wanted this song to go the way it did. It was purely for promoting our mixtape.
Wow.
Like, if you like this song, then you're gonna
like this other stuff,
you know?
Yeah.
But then it kind of just took a life of its own.
It completely took a life of its own.
I was so surprised, actually.
Yeah, no, that's a jam right there.
Yeah,
undeniably so. Okay, keep it locked. I've got more questions for my girl over here, and I definitely want to talk about Tufanye. And clearly, so does she, for all the right reasons, because there's a lot to talk about. Make sure y'all keep on listening for show. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask us here at The Hype 984. Hashtag believe the hype while you're asking those questions. Polaris, what is your at, please?
I want to make sure. Polaris Pauline.
Okay, at Polaris Pauline. That's on Twitter and IG?
All over.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, she said across the board. You can find her on LinkedIn. No, let me stop. It's all about the beat, baby. And we're definitely putting a beat in your hump day, making sure that your Wednesday is a smooth one and filled with entertainment. I have Polaris in studio avec moi, might I remind you. Hi again, my love.
Hello.
So, we were just talking about how 2020 was kind of a really huge year for you. And after Umenitosha blew up, where did that kind of leave you and lead you? So, of course, now, obviously, you're telling people, and I love this story, you're telling people, pay attention to, this project.
Yeah.
And really, it's the project. They were like, wait, let's talk about this right here. Yeah. This is what we need to start talking about.
Over their heads, like, completely.
This is what we need to start talking about. And so, Prince KB, obviously.
Yeah, that was something.
So, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about that something.
So when he saw my song, I was like, oh my God, you are so talented. You know, we went to the DMs, they give me your number and everything. And he's like, I've decided, I've made up my mind, you're going to be on my album.
That's insane.
I did not expect that to happen. Let me not lie. I just thought maybe he was going to sit and be like, oh my God, you're so dope.
Right.
And then it's going to bring eyes to what I'm trying to promote.
Right.
But this just kind of went another direction that I didn't expect.
And took like a life of its own.
And yo, man, let me tell you, the South African started following me on socials like completely.
That is so sick.
I didn't even have, my Instagram had nothing.
Yeah.
Just a picture of Kenny Rogers because he just died.
Yeah.
He had just died, and I was sad.
I know, and we love Kenny, but like that's really funny.
Yeah, that was sad. Yeah. And that was like the only picture I had. So he goes to my Insta and he's like, "Are you sure this is you?"
Yeah, he's like,
"Yeah." So I just took a random selfie and posted it. Like, yeah, this is me. Thank you for everything.
Right.
And then I got to perform at Gondwana with him when he came, and it was one of my best moments ever.
That's super sick.
And after the performance, he's like, you want to go to studio? I was like, yeah.
You're like,
can you write on the spot? Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I've never done that before.
Yeah.
But I can't say no.
Of course.
You're just like, yeah, I'm going to sort this out when we get there.
Right.
And we wrote the second song that appeared on the next album that he dropped after the one that had Umenitosha.
So let's talk about Tufanye for a little bit.
Yes.
Okay, because I want to sit here and talk to you about a million things, but...
Yeah, I get it.
I'm like, I hate it, but time is actually a thing.
Okay.
So tell me about Tufanye and how you kind of described it as a way that you feel like it shows a lot of your growth.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I was very honored to be part of an artist program called Perform Music Incubator, where I met Mudhoni, Drama Queen, and Mayonde, and among other artists, but then we are the ones who stuck around for the label thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the label phase of the, and we got to studio. So, the power of collaboration, you're just seeing how people work and progress in their process, and especially like heavyweights, like MTQ and my own, it was so illuminating.
People who've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, they tell you just like advice here, advice there, but it sticks.
Yeah.
So I felt myself growing as a songwriter during this whole process, which was very dope.
That must have been epic. So you going through this program, you were able to create Tufanye.
Yeah, did it within the program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Super sick.
Yeah.
And which is the song that you feel like really reverberate something for you? Do you have a favorite?
No, I do not. It's very difficult for me to choose a favorite.
Well, it's also nice because it's concise. It's what, six songs? It's six songs, 21 minutes.
It's six songs. And
that's
all
a nice
of them
project,
like
especially for
story.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a Nairobi
even the way
relationship
that it,
cycle.
Right. Even the way in the order that it goes in, right?
Yeah, because I like R&B. I like a ballad. Mm. I like, R&B. I like this and that. So it's very difficult for me. But Walai is a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one called Sitaki. People are really feeling that one. It's a ballad. It's a very angry song. So I feel like hugging everyone who's kind of relating to that song. Someone's like, no, someone told me that. I'm like, someone told you what?
You're like, what? No, we don't want to hear that.
I'm so sorry.
Now, whenever there's a dot next to something, it always means that it's kind of like a single. And the one that has like the little dot next to it, on Apple Music.
Oh, yeah.
Is Omera.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so tell me.
That's also another one.
That makes you want to go around hugging people if they relate to
it too
hard.
No, this one is just it's just a song for like kiburi, just pride.
Mm.
You know, you're just feeling yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to for me.
I'm freaking dead. You're just feeling
yourself. Talking a bunch of, you know.
Yeah.
Smack and yeah, it's just one of those songs. But it's a very dope song.
Mm.
Yeah. Shout out to Dilly, producer three out of
the six songs, so yeah. He produced half of of your debut.
Yeah.
Okay, super duper. Stick around. I've got more coming up with Polaris. I want to talk to her more about not just Tufanye, but also something that she just found out today, which is extraordinarily exciting. Apple Music is taking note of our girl. Stick around. Yeah. More fabulous music is coming up. What's so cool is when an artist hears their song, they usually start singing it. So
you can't help it.
So I'm listening to you sing live. I'm like, well, it's working for me. Still have Polaris in the building. You just heard Tufanye playing right there. Before that was Me and You. And before
Omera.
That was Omera, yes. Which we were actually just talking about. So if you haven't listened to her debut EP, Tufanye, you just did now. Well, at least you've heard half of it.
Yeah, that's half of it.
So please make sure that you go and stream that. It's also really important to make sure that our peoples are getting love and receiving love. Now, speaking of love, you got some love from Apple Music.
Yes, I did.
Shall we chat about that?
Yes, we shall.
Please hit us with that.
So I was chosen to be Apple Music's Up Next artist for East Africa for the month of April.
Yes.
And that is such a huge deal.
It is. It's a very huge deal.
Whoa.
So tell us, Earthlings, what that entails. So do they do like a special interview with you? Are they pushing your music? Like what exactly happens?
They're helping with pushing and putting me on playlists that I otherwise wouldn't get to.
Right.
And basically just
to make sure you're being listened to as often as possible by people who would like your kind of music.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Basically just helping with visibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it means that they actually really have to like your stuff, I'm just assuming.
Of course, yeah.
You're
one to watch. You're up next. You're the next big thing.
That is such a cool thing. Because now, like, I didn't think would be on me are on me now.
Uh-huh.
And it is just a huge honor. You know, it's not easy getting something like this. I don't think so. And
no, it's not.
The people who've gotten it before, like, this is just
you can definitely sweat yourself a little bit right now.
The other East African artists who've gotten it, like Maya Amolo and Saru,
right,
before me, and that is like that's
crazy talent, right?
Yeah,
of course.
It is.
What would be like your dream, Polaris? Before you leave, I'd love to ask. Like, would you want to be signed to like some major record label? Like, what is like the goal, the ultimate? Like, I wish I could get that.
Okay, I just want to be able to get resources to make a very significant contribution,
mm-hmm.
whether it's through a label or independent somehow. I mean, a label is the way to go if you want that.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't know. I kind of have my reservations about getting signed to a big label.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't guarantee you creative control
of
and
course.
Things like that.
Yeah.
So that's something
true.
To consider. So I'm just thinking maybe let me just stay independent for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And see how it goes.
Super epic.
And then I was going to know.
And then you're just going to figure it out as you go
along.
Yeah,
I'm going to figure it out as I go. But the goal is to just like, I want my songs to just get to the ends of the earth.
Right.
Every corner of the world, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. And would you want to continue staying in Kenya and creating here and shaping our sound? Would you be curious to travel and explore a little bit of both? Like, where would you want to be stationed as an artist?
Kenya, mostly, because it feels very... I feel at home. Mm. You know, this is home.
Of course, yeah.
And I want my people to know my songs and to know me and to know my process and to know everything about me. I feel if my people don't appreciate me at home, it's not going to feel the same if I go out there. So here, first of all, definitely. But mm-hmm. yeah, I would love to travel also.
Yeah. And just see everything. You're like, that's not going to be a problem either.
It's not going to be a problem. So it's just a bit of both.
When do we get to see you live? I would love to grab you at a concert or something like that.
So I'm actually working on that.
Okay.
And it's going to be on my socials once I do get a show.
Once everything
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm just going to announce everything on my socials. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Polaris Pauline.
Thank you so much. I want to shout out to my friend Dennis. He's listening to this right now.
What's goody, Dennis? What's good, Dana?
I know he's losing his mind right now. He loves the EP so much. He's such a great supporter, so I actually appreciate
amazing.
Him.
That's amazing. Mm. All right, epic. We love anybody who's here, who's down for the movement.
Who's down for the cause.
Right? Who's down for the cause. Thank you so much, Mama, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Mm. Anytime you have anything, you're always welcome back.
Yes. And then we love things.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. So you already know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm just a phone call away.
Thank you so much.
I know that's right. Make sure, y'all, you go follow my girl, Polaris Paulina, socials. You'll be able to keep up with all the goodness that she's up to. Plus, if you're like me and you absolutely need to see her live, then you're going to want to follow because she's saying that she's got something especial that is getting ready to launch for us. All right. So hopefully she's got a concert in the works or a little something.